HarperCollins presents Broken Skin by Stuart McBride, read by Steve Worsley.
Sex. Chapter 1. Up ahead, the woman stops. She stands on one leg under the streetlight, rubbing her ankle, as if she's not used to wearing high heels. Number 7. A wee Tory quine on her way home after a night out on the pish, staggering along on her fuck-me-heels and miniskirt, even though it's February in Aberdeen and freezing cold. She's a looker. Curly brown hair, upturned little nose, nice legs, long and sexy. The kind he likes to feel struggling beneath him as he makes the bitch take it. Shows her who's boss. She straightens up and teeters off again, mumbling away to herself in a little alcoholic haze. He likes them drunk. Not so drunk they don't know what's happening, but drunk enough that they can't do anything about it. Can't get a good look at him. Dirty bitches. She lurches past the Norfish building, spotlit for a moment in the sweeping headlights of an articulated lorry, across the roundabout and onto the cobbles of Victoria Bridge, crossing the dark, silent River Dee into Torrey. He hangs back a bit, pretending to tie his shoelace until she's nearly all the way over. This part of town isn't his usual hunting ground, so he has to play it carefully. Make sure no one's watching. He smiles. The dark grey street is deserted. Just him and lucky number 7. A quick jog, and he's right behind her again. He's fit, doesn't even break a sweat in his Aberdeen Football Club tracksuit, complete with hood and black Nike trainers. Who's going to look twice at a man out for a jog? Torrey's bleak in the late February night. Granite buildings stained almost black with grime, washed with piss-yellow streetlight. The woman fits right in. Cheap clothes, cheap black leather jacket, cheap shoes, cheap perfume. A dirty girl. He smiles and feels the knife in his pocket. Time for the dirty girl to get her treat. She turns left, heading off the long, sweeping curve of Victoria Road onto one of the side streets, where the fish processing factories are, probably taking a shortcut back to her horrible little bedsit, or the house she shares with Mummy and Daddy. He grins, hoping it's Mummy and Daddy. She should have someone to share her pain with when this is all over, because there's going to be a lot of pain to share. The street's deserted. Just the back end of an empty 18-wheeler parked opposite the Oriental Cash and Carry. It's all industrial units here, silent and dark and closed for the night. No one to see them and call for help. The woman, number 7, passes a skip full of twisted metal, and he speeds up, closing the gap. Her heels go click-clack on the cold concrete pavement, but his Nikes are silent. Past a couple of those big plastic bins overflowing with discarded fish heads and bones, grimy wooden pallets slapped on top to keep the seagulls out. Closer. Out with the knife, one hand rubbing the front of his tracksuit, stroking his erection for luck. Every detail stands out bright and clear, like blood splashed on pale white skin. She turns at the last minute, eyes going wide as she sees him, then sees the knife. Too shocked to scream. This is going to be special. Number 7 will get to do things she's never dreamed of, not in her darkest nightmares. Her arm flashes out, knocking the knife away as she grabs his tracksuit and buries her knee in his groin hard enough to lift him off the ground. He lets out a little squeal, and she closes his mouth with a fist. Black concentric circles chase a hot yellow roar, and his knees give way. The pavement is cold and hard as he collapses, curls up around his battered testicles, and cries.
Jesus!
DC Rennie peered at the man snivelling away on the cracked pavement among the fishy stains.
I think you broke his ghoulies. I heard them pop.
He'll live. PC Jackie Watson forced the man over onto his face, cuffing his hands behind his back. He groaned and whimpered. Jackie smiled.
"Serves you right, you dirty little bastard!"
She glanced up at Rennie.
"Anyone looking?"
He said no, so she kicked the guy in the ribs.
"That's for Christine, Laura, Gail, Sarah!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?